Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors, and you're listening to the Warriors Replay on 95.7 The Game. Well, the Warriors and the Brooklyn Nets starting lineups tonight for the Nets under head coach Steve Nash. The Santa Clara Bronco leading the Nets to a 15-12 record. Joe Harris, seventh-year pro out of Virginia, the shooter. He led the league in three-point shooting, the first Net to do so last seven games. He shot 54% from three. Kevin Durant starts alongside, 13-year pro out of Texas, averaging 29.5. This is coming off a Achilles surgery, shooting 52% from the field, seven boards and five assists. He had his first 15 games with his new team, 30-plus in each of those. The only guy to do that in NBA history was Wilt Chamberlain with the Philadelphia Warriors back in 1959-1960. Bruce Brown's going to start, so it's going to be three guards along with Durant and Harris. Brown, third-year pro out of Miami of Florida, averaging 6 points and four rebounds, shooting 57% from the field, but mostly a two-point shooter. Kyrie Irving and James Harden, your backcourt. Harden, 23.9, leading the league in assists, 11 a night. Irving, 27.9, shooting 52.2%. It's an incredibly high-scoring backcourt, a lot of explosiveness. Let's get the Warriors starting five right now.
NBA season from Michigan State, number 23, Draymond Green. Year out of Kansas, number 22, Andrew Wiggins. In his second NBA season, out of Marquette, number 95, Juan Toscano Anderson. Playing in his sixth year, out of Kansas, number 12, Kelly Oubre Jr. And now in his 12th NBA season, number 30, Stephen Curry.
That is Franco Finn. The three officials tonight, John Goble, Michael Smith, and Ray Acosta. I'm Tim Roy, joined by Tom Tolbert. Time now for your CarMax keys to the game. Tom, what would they be?
Whew, score.
Score. Score a lot.
A lot.
Score early,
a lot.
Score often.
And keep scoring. Two things. One is I think Steph's going to have a big game. He's been playing great ball, and this team isn't really all that capable of stopping him. So who's going to come along for the ride? Damian Lee going to get you 14-15. Pascal's been struggling. Is this a game maybe he gets back on track and gets you mid-double figures? Wiggins going to have to be there, I think. He'll have to get you close to 20. And then I think you have to try as best you can to make Harden a score. As weird as that sounds.
Wow.
Because this guy can score over 30, but when you think about it, he's leading the league in assists at 11. He's the one guy that kind of gets it going, passing the ball. Durant's more of a scorer. Kyrie's even more of a scorer than Durant is in terms of mentality. So I think with Harden, don't let him get going and have one of those games where, you know, he's an efficient 20 points, but has 10, 11, 12, 13 assists. And I tell you what, this is stunning. This may be the greatest collection of individual talent one team has ever had. I've never seen a team that has three guys that can break the defense down and score on their own. Defensively, that's another story. But offensively, there have been some great offensive teams that fit together. This one, though, I mean, those three guys, I mean, you literally have three guys on your team that could get you 50. That doesn't happen very often, if ever.
Yeah, it's really remarkable. It's very reminiscent to what the Warriors had going for them. Warriors more of a, you know, a team aspect, yep, when you involve Draymond there. But this is truly a dynamic run. Harden, by the way, leading the association in points created by assists per game. I love that number. 26 points a night created by his assists. So if the Warriors can maybe cut that down somewhat. So for Brooklyn, Spencer Dinwiddie out with that knee injury. DeAndre Jordan not here, personal reasons. Amon Shumpert, left hamstring strain. Reggie Perry in the G League. Chris Chioza, two-way contract inactive. And Nicholas Claxton, right knee injury. He is out. Opening tip, Warriors with their city jerseys. They win it. They're going left to right in those blue and gold jerseys. Draymond Green up top, one dribble, bounce pass down low. Toscano Anderson to the cutter. Oubre bounced off his fingers out of bounds. And a turnover to start the game for Golden State.
Nice look by Anderson. Nice cut by Oubre. I like the energy in that first possession.
Nets wearing white uniforms, outlined in black. Black letters, black numbers in the backside. And it says Brooklyn across the front. Harden guarded by Wiggins, who picked him up three-quarter court. Ball comes over near side to Irving. Irving holds it high, looking at a bounce pass to Durant. Juan Toscano-Anderson guarding Durant. Here's Irving, gets it on the cut, finds Harris. He's open in the corner, and he buries a three.
Over 50% from three. I mean, what do you do, though?
Yeah, pick your poison. Curry working on Durant on a switch. Backs up, throws to Toscano-Anderson. Now to Wiggins. Wiggins drives on Harden. Takes him, spins. A little fadeaway jumper by Wiggins. Won't go. Knocked out of bounds by Harris. And Golden State will get it. No, they're going to say it's off Toscano-Anderson. No, a mistake. An honest mistake for Michael Smith. He says, no, I'm wrong. I pointed the wrong way.
Well, you think it's honest, but you don't know.
I think it's honest.
I mean, I would agree with you.
14 to shoot for the Warriors. Near side of the basket to our right. That's the north basket here at Chase. Toscano Anderson catches right wing. Draymond top of the key. Feeds Curry. Curry working on Harris. Now guarded by Durant. Curry stops, backs up, stripped and stolen by Harden. Harden with a two-hand toss for Durant. Durant one dribble to the rim. Missed the layup, but it's cashed in by Brown, who hustled down and laid it in.
That's why you never assume a make on a layup.
Bruce Brown with the bucket. Draymond Green back to the basket. Finds Toscano Anderson. Good fake. Dribble drive to the rack. Left-hand layup up and good. Warriors are on the board.
They're going to have to do a little more of that because the Nets so far are doing a pretty good job with Steph Curry passing him along, and everybody's being real attentive. So the other guy's got to cut a little bit. They'll find openings.
Durant catches right side. Guarded by JTA. Left-hand dribble. Comes middle. Lost the ball. Bats it back. It's up and down to travel on Durant. Great job by Toscano Anderson. Juan Toscano-Anderson, a two-way player for the Warriors, and here he is mid-season. Who's your matchup? Kevin Durant.
Enjoy.
Yes. Curry off a screen by Draymond. Curry trying to get free, but a lot of bodies. Throws over to JTA. Curry relocates in the corner, shoots over Harden. Got fouled by Harden, and it's going to be three shots.
Yeah, that time Harden lost sight of Curry, and he got out there a little bit late and then had to foul him. I mean, that's the thing with Steph. You got to know where he is and where he's going to. If you start guarding your man and you don't have eyes on Steph Curry, they're going to get that screen and he's going to get that three off.
So Curry to shoot three. Harden complaining about the call. We're in the Cyber Policy broadcast booth, brought to you by Cyber Policy, a winning cyber defense. Curry, 13 straight games with four threes. And continues to add on to his consecutive games with a three. And again, we tend to take him for granted. He's been unbelievable the last four games, 40 a night.
I mean, you could talk about him. You could talk about him an hour a day. I've always said that every day. That's how good this guy is.
Hits all three. We're tied at five. Lobbed down to Durant. Double down the cut. Inside Brown. Pogos misses the layup. Rebound. Oubre Jr. in traffic. He'll take it across the midcourt stripe. Throws right wing to Scott Anderson behind the back on Harris, but he gave it right to him. A turnover. Here comes Harden from Harris. Harden front court. Puts on the brakes from the three-point line. ISO down the right wing. Holds off Oubre Jr. Pass to Durant. Durant down the lane. Shoots over Draymond. It's up off the back rim. Rebound JTA. Leads Wiggins down the right side. He glides in through the defense. Up over Harris. No good. And a blocking foul on Harris, who tried to take a charge in transition.
Okay, nice job there by Wiggins, just pushing it and seeing that Harris was out of position just a little bit and may have even been in the restricted area. Got himself to the free throw line. That's a nice thing, too. You can slow down the tempo of the game by getting to the free throw line, and this will be the fourth and fifth free throws they've shot already.
Which is usually not the case. Wiggins missing the first.
Boy, he scuffled from the line recently.
All season. Seems like every time he goes to the line, he makes one of two. I mean, that's what it feels like. It's not true, but
Tim, that was an honest mistake.
I know. He missed both here, and Harden with the rebound. That'll be Alan Brown's research project for Monday night. Go back and look at Alan Wiggins at the line. Ball up top. Durant with it. Off a screen by Irving. Durant feeds downstairs to Brown. Goes up. Rejected by Wiggins, who came out of nowhere for the block. Here comes Oubre Jr. Stops top of the key. Shoots over Irving. It's on the front rim. Won't go. Durant with a rebound. 5-5, 9-13 to go first quarter. Durant on the jog, left side, accelerates to the rim, goes up and missed it, but right there, Brown gets his second tap in because nobody put a body on him at 7-5. Off the screen, there's Curry for three. Swish, straight on.
Durant right in his face on that one, too. I mean, the Nets did a pretty good job of picking him up, but all he needs is a sliver of daylight to get that shot off.
Curry, we mentioned, has been on a roll of late. Ball right side. With it, the jab step, Irving has it, baseline, over a double team, forced it up, not a good shot, Oubre Jr. with a rebound. Oubre Jr. looks and throws to the corner to Wiggins, high over his head, sails out of bounds, and that is a turnover.
Well, Irving got up and pressured him a little bit, forced Oubre to jump in the air, and he was just trying to find somebody. He actually found him, just didn't put the pass on the mark.
By the way, Curry with that bucket, 89 straight games with a three now. Longest active streak in the association. 8-7 Warriors, four turnovers on Golden State so far. Harden with the dribble. Up top, working on Wiggins. Low, between the legs. Bounce pass over to Irving. Spots up for a three. Off the front rim, no good. Draymond takes the rebound down. Draymond looks up. Draymond looks to the left. Oubre Jr. wants to get an ISO. Catches, guarded by Brown. Right hand dribble to the paint. Little floater, no good. Got his own rebound. Steps through traffic and scores. Low left.
Nice job of getting that rebound. Only Irving and Brown down there, and he just jumped over him and gobbled it up.
Harden off the screen. Takes a three over Wiggins. Swish. Tied at 10. Don't you dare go away from the radio on this one. Curry now. Double. Throws it backwards. Draymond, the safety valve there. Now pass inside to JTA. Fumbled it. Works on Irving. Drop step to the rim. Left hand layup. Good.
Yeah, that's what you got to do when you got a point guard on you. Take advantage. Punish.
JTA already with 4 points. Here's Irving driving in, shooting over a double team and scoring low rights. Ties the game at 12.
Him and Steph are the two best guard finishers in the game, no doubt.
That was a tough shot.
Yeah, it was.
Draymond Green between the circles. Finds a man in deep. It's Wiggins. Little post up over Brown. He missed it from 4 feet. Brown the rebound. Leaves it for Harden down the right sideline. Harden surveys the floor, dribbles on Wiggins, gets a screen behind the back to Brown. He's wide open, goes in for a dunk. Nice job by Brown that time.
Well, you got the same problem for the Warriors, except you got three of them, not just one of them, like the Warriors do.
Curry has Irving on his hip, feeds JTA, nice. Goes up, blocked by Durant, tipped by Draymond, saved by Harris, right to Durant. It's a 4-on-4. Durant down the lane, throws over to Irving, leaves his feet, gets it over to Brown. Brown up top as Wiggins went down hard. Durant over to Irving, corner three, side of the backboard, and Draymond bats the rebound to JTA. Underhand over to Wiggins. He'll drive down the lane. Throws out to JTA for three on the right side. That's no good. Durant with the rebound. It is a scrimmage right now. Durant with a bounce pass to Harris. He goes in and scores low left, and Steve Kerr will stop it right now. A 6-0 burst for Brooklyn. And they lead by 4, 16-12. 6:18 to go first quarter of the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Here at Chase Center, those who are in attendance are applauding Kevin Durant. A big tribute video during the timeout for KD, and hopefully next year all this will happen again. And we get fans back at Chase Center. James Harden and Stephen Curry sharing pleasantries as they come back on the floor. I think Harden might be asking, where's my video? 16-12 Brooklyn on top so far with a 7-for-15 shooting for the Nets. 4-of-10 for the Warriors. 5 less shots because of 4 turnovers. Toscano Anderson advances down the right side after the timeout. Same 5 that left the floor for head coach Steve Kerr. Oubre Jr. bounce pass to Wiggins. Turns and shoots over Harden. Good. Had his live dribble, so Harden couldn't play him too tight. 2-point lead for Brooklyn. Harden with the ball. Lobbed it up top to Durant. Side saddle to the basket. Gets a screen. Pulls up. The jumper's on the way. Good. Deep 2 for Durant.
Unstoppable.
It just, yeah. How many times we see that shot with the shot clock about 2?
Oh, my gosh.
Here's Draymond Green driving by Durant. Feeds Oubre Jr. for a corner 3. Right. That's good.
Those are the ones you like. Yep. Drive, draw, kick, catch in the pocket, and let it go.
18-17 Brooklyn. 5:25 to go in the first quarter of play. Harden. Durant double-teamed on the catch. Falling out of bounds. He stepped out of bounds. That will not count as our stepping out of bounds because he was... Pass was under duress. He stepped out. It wasn't...
It wasn't an unforced error.
Exactly.
Like in tennis.
Exactly. And that's that's our judge's decision. It's final.
Yes, and I agree with it.
Jeff Green has checked in for the first time for Brooklyn. Journeyman Ford. And Timotei Luwawu-Cabarrot. Luwawu-Cabarrot out there now. Toscano Anderson gets it. One dribble over to Mulder, who has checked in off the front rim with his 3 attempt. Rebound to Brooklyn. Here comes Harden. Harden down the right side to Durant. Pull up 3 in transition. Too strong. Oubre Jr. just corralled it high in the air. Hand off to Draymond. Net still up 1. Draymond front court. Back cut. Curry to the rim. Easy layup for Stephen Curry.
Yeah, he gets those all the time because you have to play the 3. And when you do, you overplay it. Then he cuts back door. Easy bucket.
Harden down the left wing. Waits for Durant. Left box. Guarded by JTA. Right-hand dribble. Spins. Baseline fadeaway. That's good. Turning right shoulder. Kevin Durant with another bucket. 20-19 Brooklyn. JTA with it. Off the screen. Down the lane. Bounce past Draymond. Goes up. Took the hit from Harden. That's going to be a foul. And that's going to be his 2nd foul. So Steve Nash has to make a decision. Steve Nash has a... Well, for an NBA coaching staff, they've got a... pretty much a, well, they would be pretty good in the coach's pickup game because you got Steve Nash, Jacques Vaughn, Ime Udoka. You have Tiago Splitters on that bench.
Reminds me of the bench, not basketball wise, but reminds me of the bench that Steve had when he first started coaching. A lot of experience there.
Right.
So Steve Nash has a lot of help with a lot of things. He's going to be the leader like Steve was. But when you first start and you've never coached before, that experience really helps.
Damian Lee was at the scorer's table, but now he's going to sit back down. Landry Shamet comes in for the first time. Third-year pro out of Wichita State. Draymond Green hit the 2nd free throw, missed the 1st. So we're tied at 20. Played 4 at 4:23 remaining, I should say. Irving with the ball on the right hash mark. Low with the dribble. Picks it up. Finds Durant. They've been force-feeding KD, and why not? KD working on Draymond. Lowers his head. Double team. Skip pass over the corner. Shamet catches and fires. Won't go. Oubre Jr. with his 6th rebound of the first quarter. Takes it down. Puts on the brakes. Looks for somebody to hand off to. Gives it to Curry up top. Curry faking Green. Takes a 3. Up on the way. Rattle doesn't fall. And the rebound pulled down by Luwawu-Cabarrot. Durant high steps at front court. Luwawu-Cabarrot catches and fires, not afraid, with a 3. Long rebound deflected by Jeff Green over to Durant. He'll drive in, blocked away by Oubre Jr.
Well, the Warriors are doing a tremendous job early in this game coming from the weak side to challenge shots.
Ooh. Their defensive focus has been really good so far.
Very good.
With the exception of 1 lapse on Bruce Brown. Ball downstairs. Green has it at the post. Throws up top to Kevin Durant. Takes a three. It's on the way. It's short. Curry high in the air with the rebound. Great feed up to Toscano Anderson. Drives it. Goes up. Lost it. Deflected out of bounds off Brooklyn. Steve Kerr wants a call. And now the call goes for Damian Lee to get back up to the scorer's table with 3:26 to go in the first quarter. Our Twitter question brought to you by the K5 from Kia. Where and how are you listening? And what's your favorite Kevin Durant moment from his time with the Warriors? Where and how are you listening? What's your favorite KD moment from his time with Golden State? Curry throws into Draymond, muscles his way in, scores a layup, just moving Durant out of the way. Warriors 22, Nets 20. Four ties, five lead changes so far. 3:15 to go in the first. Wawu Cabarro over to Shamet. Back up top. TLC drives the lane, goes up and scores a layup. There's a defensive breakdown.
Again, when you have so much talent on the floor,
yeah,
it's tough.
Curry drives in,
nice.
Goes from the left to the right side of the bucket and scores.
I think this might be one of those games where the Nets are playing him. He's going to have to look to drive and finish at the rim or maybe those little floaters.
Here's Durant driving in. Gets fouled by Lee, and that's going to get us to a timeout. 2:47 to go first quarter. Warriors up two on the 95-7 the game. Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Kevin Durant at the free throw line. Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert with you here at Chase Center. Durant waiting to get the ball. And talked about the 16-17 Warriors were the greatest team.
There's so many great teams that play in this league, and it's tough to say that team is the best ever. We had a historical run, losing one game in the playoffs, and that was in the finals. Steph played his best basketball in the finals that year. I played my best basketball, Clay as well. I mean, so everybody was, at the top of their games during that run, especially that year.
Durant hitting both free throws. We're tied at 24. It was an incredible season that year for the Warriors. Tied with Durant, the numbers they put up. Curry with a pass that's deflected out of bounds. Landry Shamet last to touch. Curry with Oubre Jr., Lee, Draymond, and Mulder. It's nothing but small ball tonight. DeAndre Jordan out for the Nets, personal reasons. Of course, Jared Allen, we'll see him on Monday. He's now a member of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Durant to sit down, Harden back in. Harden with two fouls. Ball thrown in from the far side of the basket to 2R left. Lobbed up top and it's stolen away. Bad pass. Now Curry tipped into the air. Grabbed by Irving. Up to Harden. Warriors did not get an inbound play run properly. They're very rare for Golden State. Harden drives in. The whistle. It's a blocking foul on Curry. Well, Ray Acosta was blowing the whistle. Curry slamming the floor down.
Yeah, Steph established position. He was there, but Harden decided to go around him, and that's when Steph kind of leaned.
Yeah.
The other way a little bit, and that's why it was a balk. I mean, that's a good job by Harden, seeing that he was already set and just going to sidestep him and avoid him. Ken Lean, it's tough.
Oof. Harden right up there with Blake Griffin, I think, in terms of Dub Nation opponents.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
There is no doubt. And it's funny the way he's playing now.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't hate him as much.
No, exactly.
And sports hate, of course.
Yeah,
but yeah, it was the whole Houston thing. That's what it was. But you're right, Blake. And then don't forget Chris Paul when he was at the Clippers, too.
Oh, yeah.
He was right there.
He's first team.
Yes.
26-24, Brooklyn leading Golden State by two as Harden converts for two. Damian Lee catches, launches a three. That's up. It's no good. Landry Shamet with a box out of Draymond Green. Nice job. Takes it down the floor. Bright green sneakers for Shamet, as with Oubre Jr. Warriors scrambling on defense, but Shamet gets open. The three's up, and he got fouled by Mulder going by. Shamet doing what Stephen Curry has been doing of late, and that's holding that right arm out a little bit. And Mulder kind of ran into it.
Yeah, he kind of got it, though, before on the follow-through. I still don't know. I mean, that's a foul.
It's a foul.
Yeah, that's a foul. You can't.
He affected the foul.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
And I've always thought it doesn't affect the shot. Ball's already gone, right?
Right, exactly.
Not going to affect the shot. I think that should be a new rule. You can do whatever you want to the shooter after the ball is released. And it shouldn't be a foul.
It's like my high school coach one time told all of us little guys he was tired of the big guys getting stripped.
Yeah.
So he had a rebounding drill. If they brought it to the waist, we could tackle him.
This was the 70s now. Bobby Knight was very popular
then. That must have been a fun practice.
Oh, great. We had a blast.
You do that tonight, you do that today as a coach, not only you get fired, you might even go to jail.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm putting up with that.
Shabbat hits the free throw. The 70s were, you had to be, you know, that was back when, like, you know, people were taking charges all over the place. And
yeah. It was a little rougher era.
Yeah. Yes, it was. Free throw is good for Landry Shaman. And now it's 29-24. Nets with their largest lead so far. Here's Draymond Green driving in. Gets around one man, two men, and lays it in.
Again, that's what you got to do. If they're going to pay attention to stuff like that, you got to take advantage. And Draymond did.
Harden off a screen by Jeff Green. Gets Draymond Green. Backs up three-point line, left side of the key. Gets a screen from Landry Shamet. Gives him some daylight. The three's no good. Rebound Draymond. 96 seconds to go in the first. Pass over to Curry. Fakes and fires. It's a three. It's up. It's wide left and a little too strong. Joao Cabarro with a rebound. Harden bounce pass through traffic. Shamet run off the line by Draymond. Penetrates over to the corner. There is Johnson. He'll fire. He'll hit a three. A corner three for Johnson. 32-26. Nets up by six. Curry, step back off the dribble three. That's no good. Curry gone cold here a little bit. He's still shooting 50% from the field. Harden, right side. Guarded by Mulder. And a rip through. Foul on Harden. No shot. It's going to be on the side. That'll be the first foul in the last 2 minutes against Golden State. Second foul on Mulder.
I think the refs got to do, well, sometimes they got to do a better job of what's the rip through and what's a shot attempt. I mean,
that one looks like a shot attempt.
Exactly. He went straight up. Yeah. That wasn't a rip through. But I think they just call everything the rip through now, which I disagree with a lot of them. I disagree with that one.
Wanamaker checks in. Harden gets it off the inbounds. Robert Cabarro to Harden. Harden steps around. Two Warriors collide. Ball goes to the corner. Jeff Green is there and buries a triple.
Boy, Harden saw that the whole way.
Yep. He was one step ahead of everybody there. Ball over to Wiggins. Wiggins drives, stops, throws out to Draymond for three. It's up and no good. And the Nets are pushing this open. They're going to wind it down a little bit here or go two for one maybe. Harden dribbles, lost the ball. It's out of bounds. Last touch by the Warriors and Damian Lee with 30.8 to go in the quarter. Here comes Durant back in. Steve Nash, like Steve Kerr, doesn't want to waste possessions. Joe Harris will come in. Kyrie Irving is going to come in. 13-4, Brooklyn won, and they lead by 9, 35-26. Tyler Johnson checking out. Played his high school ball here in the Bay Area over St. Francis. Harden throwing in, chest pass Durant. Rhythm, dribble, jumper, good, left baseline. That is cash for him, just cash.
And got it up in time, ran a nice play to get another shot, 2-for-1.
24 seconds left for the Warriors as Curry hits the timeline. We've got about a 4 and change differential between the two clocks. Nets do have a foul to give, so let's see if they try to foul Curry. Curry goes to the corner. Damian Lee drives baseline. Far corner. There's Wiggins with 4 on the clock. No good. Rebound. Draymond. Handoff. Curry. His little bank shot's up and good with 4.7 to go. Draymond Green with the assist. Jeff Green to Durant to Harden. Harden dribbles. Fakes, dribbles again, puts up a shot, it's a three, and is up and no good as the quarter ends. At the end of one, the Nets lead 37-28. 15-6 push for Brooklyn to end the first. The 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. 37-28, the end of one, our CarMax game summary. Warriors got off to a good start. It was 24-22 Warriors. And then the Nets scored 7 straight points from the free throw line, and that seemed to get them moving pretty quickly. Brooklyn with 9 assists on 13 buckets. Warriors with only 6 assists on 11. And Curry leading all scorers with 12, 4 of 7 from the field. So that's our CarMax game of summary. Let's get to our Twitter question tonight, brought to you by the K5 from Kia. Where and how are you listening? And what's your favorite Kevin Durant moment from his time with the Warriors? You can hit me up on Twitter at WarriorsVox, WarriorsVox, or send me an email at TimRoy, T-I-M-R-O-Y-E, at Warriors.com. Corey checks in. Favorite one is what he calls the Kingslayer 3 over LeBron in Game 3 of the 2017 Finals.
I figured everybody picked that one. That one's the most memorable one.
He's listening on our flagship station. Mo of House Buckets also agrees with that. I'm sure he does. Wherever. What CBA game Mo is in now these days.
Yeah, that was just, that was a dagger.
Yeah, that was the ultimate dagger right there. 37-28, Landry Shamet to handle for Brooklyn. He's out there with Tyler Johnson, Luau Cabarro, Jeff Green, and James Harden. Harden, low right, guarded by Bazemore. With Wanamaker up top, Pascal along with Damian Lee, shot at Wiggins, shot short, rebound, caroms right back to Jeff Green. Tyler Johnson gets it from Harden, above the break, left side, three, no. Wanamaker rebound. So let's see. This is a key point. Can this group score against Brooklyn with Curry off the floor?
Yeah, I'd like to see Pascal get it going. He's been scuffling a little bit lately.
Dribble handoff for Wiggins. They get a switch. Wiggins now works on Harden. Drives in, kicked into the corner. Wanamaker up top to Lee. Above the break, three for Damian Lee.
Nice ball movement and off penetration. Try to get that ball to the paint as much as possible and make that defense work.
Damian Lee with the bucket. Harden comes behind the back in traffic. Bad pass deflected away. Two Warriors can't handle it. They both fall down. Bazemore gets it to Wanamaker. He'll drive on Landry Shamet. Goes up in traffic, turns, and misses the layup. Tyler Johnson with a rebound. Harden coming the other way. Walks it up now slowly. As the Warriors were back set defensively. Tyler Johnson comes over. Screen set. Now Harden gets Wanamaker with a dribble. Tap of the key. Dribble, dribble. Backs up. Throws right side. Shamet open for three. No good. Damian Lee, defensive rebound. Warriors down by six. Damian Lee cross-court to Wiggins. Wiggins looks at Pascal downstairs. Missed him. Takes a long three. It's up and no good. Harden the rebound. Long pass up. Intercepted by Wiggins, who saves it and throws it back to Wanamaker. Good hustle back by Wiggins after a miss. Wanamaker waits. Screen by Pascal. Pascal trying to slip the pick. Wiggins goes in, penetrates over to Damian Lee. He'll drive in, leaves it for Wiggins. Top side, that's a three. That's good, Wiggins.
That was a much better three than the last one he took.
Yes.
The last one was a stagnant, nothing going on. Let me just jack up this three. That one came off. Really nice ball movement.
Seven straight for the Warriors, who trail now by three. Two buckets, and they've cut the lead from nine to a triple. Pascal guarding Harden. Harden bent over the waist, left-hand dribble to the paint. Bounce pass to Luau Cabarro off his hands. It goes out of bounds. That's a turnover. Substitutions now. Harris in, Tyler Johnson out. Fifth turnover on the Nets. Shamet out and Durant in. So the firepower for Brooklyn just went up substantially. Brad Wanamaker, last year with Boston, throws to Bazemore. Over to Pascal to Damian Lee. Lee looks. Feeds on the bounce, Wiggins. Hand checked by Harris. Wiggins waits, drives, leans in, throws the baseline. Lee to Bazemore, who threw it back to Lee. Deflected by Harden. That play that did not have a lot of flow to it. Harden down the lane, drives by Pascal, up in traffic, lost the ball, falls down, and the rebound goes to Pascal. Or the loose ball to Pascal. Pascal, the Wanamaker to Lee. Right corner, lets it fly. The three bounces around the cylinder, but does not drop it. Still 37-34 Brooklyn. 9:06 to go before halftime. Durant terminates, right wing to Harden. Harden checks out the Warrior defensive shell, feeds Durant for three. It's up and good. Pascal defended, but no chance.
Well, that's a tremendous offense, isn't it? When you can get it, just throw it to him, let him rise up.
Wiggins to Pascal, middle of the floor. Pascal, left-hand dribble, drives, gets around Jeff Green, and misses the layup badly, and the rebound goes Harden ahead. Luau Cabarro goes up and flushed it down.
Wow.
That's a four-point swing right there.
It is.
Pascal had a layup. Wanamaker drives in. Stripped on his drive. Harden takes it away. Durant comes the other way. Bounce pass right side. Luau Cabarro powers his way in, draws a foul. Not much of a foul, but Michael Smith says it was, and it's on Damian Lee.
I got to give you kudos. You did a nice job with that Luau Cabarro. I could say it's sitting here talking, but you're in the flow of the game. You're nailing that one.
Hours of practice. Yes. In front of the mirror, late at night.
Don't tell me that. And I start imagining stuff. And
you talking to me?
It's creepy.
You talking to me? Who are you talking to?
Hey, look, if you ever show up here with a mohawk, then we're gonna have issues.
Free throw good by Timote Luau Cabarro. 43-34. Second free throw good. And Brooklyn's got a 10-point lead again. 8:15 to go before halftime. Wanamaker with a dribble. Bazemore up top. Crossover. Throws to the wing. JTA there. Gets it up top to Wanamaker. Back to Bazemore. He'll drive. Goes reverse. Squeezing in around Durant. Nicely done.
Tough finish.
Well, you can tell he's worked on that. That's not something you do naturally. Harris left side. Pump fake. Fly by. Three ball up. And that's money for him. Cold hard cash for Joe Harris. 47-36 Brooklyn.
He's got a great stroke and it just repeats itself.
Wiggins moves in on Jeff Green, takes a contested two, slides that one home. 47-38 Brooklyn. 7:30 to go, first half. Points aplenty here. Pick and roll. Jeff Green down the lane, goes for the hammer, missed it off the back rim, and was fouled in the process.
Yeah, that's the thing. In this game, you down 12-13, it feels like 4 or 5. Because there's going to be many opportunities just to go up and down. I mean, the pace is so fast in this game. But you still got to stay within that. I mean, the worry here is when you get behind this team, then they just drill you with a few more threes, and all of a sudden you're down 20.
Well, Jeff Green has made the circuit around the association, originally drafted by Boston, but was dealt to Seattle. He's one of the last two guys to play for Seattle in the league, Kevin Durant the other one. Oklahoma City, of course, when they moved. Boston, went back to Boston. Memphis in 2015-2016. The Clippers, same year. Orlando the next year. Cleveland the year after that. Washington the year after that. Then Utah and Houston last year. Now Brooklyn.
Wow.
He is a guy that rents. He does not buy. Two free throws good. Nets are 11 for 11 from the stripe, and they lead by 11, 49-38. Wiggins. The JTA downstairs to Pascal. Pascal pump fake shot blocked by Durant. And it's deflected out of bounds. And it's off of Bazemore, says Ray Acosta. I thought that was off of Kyrie Irving, that Bazemore had touched it off of Irving. But there's no review on that.
That's a tough face-up jump shot over Durant with that length.
Yeah, you have to pump fake and try to get by him,
yep.
I think. Easier said than done up here. Ball cross court stolen by Bazemore. Pass from Durant. Bazemore drives in, goes up and scores. Nice finish.
He's giving him a nice little lift off the bench.
49-40. Bazemore with his second bucket. 6:45 to go. Irving, far side, drives on Pascal. No help coming. Layup good, low right.
Yeah, weak side's got to react quicker on that.
Timeout for Steve Kerr with 6:39 to go. Warriors down 11 on the 95-7. The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Well, Danny in Cave Creek, Arizona checks in on Twitter. Favorite KD moment was 2019. Trying to come back and play in the finals there. Trying to help the Warriors. Garrett agrees earlier that shot in 2017, the Kingslayer. And Greg is listening from Alan Smilageach Island. His favorite moment was the first championship with KD.
Well, I'll give you my favorite KD moment. When I was up in Oregon camping with my family, picked up my phone and saw that KD signed with the Warriors.
Oh, how about that?
Was that July 4th, I believe?
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, uh-oh. The rest of the league might be in trouble for a little bit.
Toscano Anderson has it, front court for the Warriors, out of the timeout, 51-40 Brooklyn. Draymond Green gets it, low post-up action on Durant, who strips the ball. Draymond gets it back, looking for help, nobody open. Hand off Curry, 5 to shoot, got to go, backs up, probing Durant, crossover, knocked away by Durant. Curry gets it and just shoveled it up with the left hand. He banked it and almost went in.
I half expected it to go
exactly.
In.
Exactly. Irving spins, driving, traveling, throws the ball in the corner. Durant with it. He stepped out of bounds. He caught it out of bounds with 6:02 to go in the second quarter. If that was your time, you are tonight's winner. First person to step out of bounds with the ball.
And Durant, remember, he was the player that was nullified the first time.
Yes, exactly.
He said, you know what? I'm going to get this.
He wanted it. It's comeback. Curry, right corner to Oubre Jr. Bouncing the dribble. Cut off by Harris. Spins, goes up, blocked, and knocked away. Jeff Green, not a good look. Jeff Green takes it to the timeline. Chest pass to Joe Harris. Behind the screen, off the dribble, three. Line drive, no good. Bazemore fingertip the rebound to himself. Takes it across midcourt. Looks left, throws middle to Draymond Green. Curry trying to get free, but Bazemore catches. Post up on Kyrie. Right hand goes up, knocked away. A whistle and a foul called on Irving. It looked like he got it.
Yeah.
That's his first.
Well, they're trying to set the screen with Irving's guy. And a couple of times, Irving's had to switch off, and they just take him right down to the block, or more specifically, right in the middle of the paint, catch it, turn and shoot over him. And I like that because it's hard to set a down screen for Steph right now because the player is aware, which they have been. He's just hedging over the top. He's not going to let him come over and curl and catch that ball and square up and shoot a three.
Bazemore hits the free throw to cut it to 10. You know something really interesting? Before the Nets had James Harden, before they picked him up, they were 7-6. They're 8-6 with him. I would have thought that would have jumped up right away. But as we know, it takes time.
Yep, takes time. KD's been out some games.
Right, he missed a couple.
Yep.
Second free throw, no good. Brooklyn with the ball. To the front court they go. They're attacking the basket to our left. Irving has it, feeds Durant, topside. KD, left foot pivot. Cross court, there's Harris. Harris open after a pin down. Misfires on a triple. Oubre Jr. bouncing with the rebound. He's had a really good first half off the glass. Oubre Jr., great pass inside to Curry, who finishes with Harris providing a little assistance there. Oubre Jr., a beautiful feed. Now Curry working on Durant. Does Durant try to drive on him? Down the paint. Durant stops. Pass deflected. Luwawu Cabarro dribbled it out of bounds. Left baseline. Wow.
About two or three really good defensive possessions by the Warriors. Really fighting. They're aware of what's going on. Getting up in their man. Making them put a ball on the ground. Then help's coming. Got to keep that up.
Curry again wearing one gold sneaker, one blue. Ball on the far wing. Bazemore has it to the hash mark. Oubre Jr. catches. A little iso on Irving. Drives in. Throws to the corner. JTA is there. Doesn't cash in with the triple. And Harden off to the races with a rebound. Looks ahead. Bounce pass to the wing. Durant there. Durant steps in from 15. And that rattles but does not fall. Draymond Green circles with a rebound. Takes it to midcourt. Trying to quicken the pace. Over to Curry. Quick release. No splash. Durant defensive rebound. Still 51-43 Brooklyn. Durant to the trailing Harden. He'll slice in. Get to the rim and scores over Curry.
When they're in the fast break, Harden, Kyrie, and KD coming at you.
My goodness.
Good luck.
JTA takes it up top to Draymond Green. Pass inside. JTA the catch. Fall down, but he had help. He was pushed down. And if it's on Harden, that'll be his third.
Again, it's the same play. You got a pin down for Steph on left side of the court, and they're going to hedge over the top. So you know that, and if you're going to set the pick, all you got to do is slip, and that's three or four times. They've either gotten a bucket out of that, good look, or a trip to the free throw line.
So Toscano Anderson to the free throw line. Your comment about the fast break led me back to remember that it was one of the first plays of an NBA Finals against Cleveland when Curry was on the break, and he flared out. And nobody stopped the ball because they all went out with Curry.
Yeah.
Right down. It's like, what?
Yeah, I remember that. Oh. It's like, what are we doing? Yeah. I mean, I know he's dangerous, but you can't just, like, give him two. Like, here, take two.
Yeah.
But that's what he does. And it's so hard now because when we grew up playing, you're coached to go to the paint, right?
Right,
and
exactly.
And then go out. And now you got to fan out with the players because they run to the three-point line.
Toscano Anderson buries both free throws. He's got six first half points. Warriors down by eight, kind of hanging around here with 3:45 to go before the halftime session. Durant catches from Harris, wheels to the paint, shoots over JTA. Tough shot, no good. Rebound tip, grabbed by Toscano Anderson. Dribbles away from Brown, who has returned. And now gets it to Draymond Green. Right wing, Oubre Jr., three ball, no good. Rebound tip, and it's deflected. It's out of bounds off JTA. Once a review. None forthcoming.
I love when players want the review.
Yep.
Give me a review. I know it was. And then they look at it. No, I'm like, sorry. Sorry, coach.
53-45 Brooklyn. Durant is 4 of 12. Catches in the right sideline. JTA, D's up there. Harden catches. Pump fake on Wiggins. Pass inside. Brown goes up. Blocked by Draymond. Brown gets it back again. Up and good with second efforts.
That's just wanting it.
Yeah. Well, he's been impressive here in the first half. 8 points, four boards. Wiggins far elbow to Toscano Anderson. Curry guarded up top by Brown. They lob it down to Draymond. Working on, boy, they want to punish Kyrie Irving tonight. Draymond, a little post-up, no good. And the rebound goes to Harden. Harden the other way. In transition, looking, feeding, beautiful pass. Brown inside, goes up and scores.
And he just cut right into the bucket because he knows everybody's going to be fanning out, trying to get to Harden and Kyrie and KD. He's just finding in the open spot.
Largest lead of the half for Brooklyn, 57-45. Curry crossover dribble, gets bumped by Brown, trying to kiss it in off the glass, and that's a foul.
Again, he's going to have to do more of that. They're taking away the three-point shot. He only has, what, six attempts. 1 for 6, but the tough shots. He's got to put the ball on the ground and take it to the hole.
Brown can't believe the foul call, but 2:18 to go. That's nothing new in the association.
No, it is not.
57-45.
Who, me?
With a 12-point lead. It couldn't be me. On the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. We're at the Cyber Policy broadcast booth, brought to you by Cyber Policy, a winning cyber defense. Steve Nash was asked about what he has seen so far from Stephen Curry.
As good a version as he's ever been. I mean, he's playing at the same level, basically. I mean, I'm not in there every day to really judge like those guys can, but it appears from afar he's playing at as high or even beyond the levels he played at his best. It's a tribute to what type of person and player he is. You know, he strives every day for greatness, and he trains with that in mind, and that's why he's able to produce at this level.
Curry rolls down the first free throw. I wonder if Coach Davey ever thought he'd have two of his players off of a Santa Clara team as head coaches in the NBA. Lloyd Pierce and Steve Nash.
Good question. I do not have a good answer for you. I don't even have a bad answer for you.
Free throws good by Curry. Warriors down 10. Good ball movement by the Nets. Ends up with a Tyler Johnson corner three from the right side. And the Nets have hit 60 here in the first half. Tyler Johnson's at 2-3 so far. Draymond Green to Wiggins. Warriors down 13. Wiggins off a pick. Takes a three off the dribble. Front rim no good. And the rebound to Harden. Harden up the floor. Harden stops. Looks for an open man. Finds Tyler Johnson, who shoveled it back to Harden. They get a switch. So Harden guarded by Wiggins. Johnson comes back. They want Harden on Curry. They get that. Harden throws to Durant for a wing three. That's no good. Rebound Irving. Warriors mess that up. Durant catches coming out of bounds. Warrior down a hurt. Is that Draymond? The three by Johnson's up and no good. Slapped off the glass. Irving gets it again. And now the ball on the far side. Somebody's got to foul somebody. Irving with a jumper. It's up and good. And a timeout. Draymond Green is down. He's holding his right knee. And he is in pain on the far side. It is 62-47. And the Warriors, who already have had a season. Oh, he took a step, untouched. And that doesn't look good. He was challenging Durant's shot, and he landed awkwardly and immediately grabbed for his right knee as he went down. That's not a great feeling. And the Warriors have already had two seasons in a row derailed by injuries to Klay Thompson. And, of course, this year with Klay Thompson and Marquese Chriss both out for the season. Warriors medical staff is over and attending to him. And I think the Warriors may have to take a timeout here. Well, Draymond's up. He's limping. But he's walking over to the bench. Which is a very good sign. But then again, you know, we saw Klay Thompson walk off with a torn ACL. And Draymond talking to Dr. Rick Celebrini. And he's going to, I'm sure, go right to the locker room. And there's Marquese Chriss down on the bench with his boot. Of course, Kevon Looney out right now. James Wiseman out right now. Or if you just think about it, if you just didn't have a lot of luck for the Warriors, the only luck they've had on the injury front in the last couple of years has been bad.
Yeah, I mean, who knows with the knee.
Yeah,
he's walking off. He didn't look like he was in a lot of discomfort. He was talking, but that would be brutal because he's the anchor to their defense.
Curry off a screen by Lee, misfires on a triple, ball deflected, ends up in the hands of Kelly Oubre Jr., who dribbles it out to the right wing. Now works on Tyler Johnson, crossover, takes the hit, draws the foul, and goes to the free throw line. Michael Smith with the call. Oubre Jr. to the line. When as soon as we find out anything on Draymond, we will let you know. Oubre Jr. to the line to shoot two. Well, Mary listening in Santa Barbara says a full court pass from Green to Curry to Durant for a dunk back in December of 2016. That's her favorite Durant memory. That's a great memory.
That's a tremendous memory.
Free throw for Oubre Jr. is good. We appreciate all you chiming in on our Twitter question tonight. You can hit me up at Warriors Box for questions about the Warriors, the NBA. Our question tonight, where and how are you listening? And what's your favorite Durant moment from his days with the Warriors? Oubre Jr. with two free throws. That's a 13-point net lead, 62-49. Harden and Brown up top. Harden takes it. Warriors line up in zone defense. Middle of the zone, Brown. Brown dishes over to Irving. Back up top, Harden. He's open. Three ball on the way. They dice that right up. Harden nailed it.
Was nice. Hit the middle, kick it out, right back to where it came.
And now Toscano Anderson drives in and scores a layup. Curry with the assist. Toscano Anderson slipping a pick there. Harden to the logo. 25 seconds to go before halftime. R.C. Davis in our satellite office in Discovery Bay has all the details of the first half and action around the association. Coming your way in just a matter of moments. Irving, dribble drive, no look. Beautiful pass to Brown, who missed the layup but got fouled by Oubre Jr.
Just breaking down the defense.
Yep.
They're just getting to the paint, which is, I always say it, it's the most important part of offense, getting to the paint. And conversely, the most important part of defense, keeping people out of the paint. But he gets to the paint. Damian Lee had to step up and help, and then Brown's wide open down to the baseline.
Here's Brown to the free throw line. Hits that.
About to double his average. Average is 6.2 and has 11 right now.
16-17, all academic in the ACC, playing for Miami. Did some high school at the Vermont Academy in Saxton's River, Vermont. Second free throw, no good. Ball tapped off the glass. Last touch by Brooklyn. Warriors will get it with 7.9 to go before the break. Curry with a handoff. Warriors down 15. 66-51. Brown eyeballing Curry. Crossover. Now dribble drive. Ball knocked away. Loose ball deflected. Irving shot way after the buzzer. It's halftime. And the Warriors will await word on Draymond Green and then try to solve the three-headed scoring monster that are the Brooklyn Nets. 66-51 Brooklyn. We're at the break at Chase Center on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. 66-51 at halftime. Brooklyn up 15. And I just saw a shot here in the building. A shot, I mean, a picture from a camera of Draymond Green walking down the tunnel in uniform to the bench. Now, whether or not that means he's going to play or not, now he's jogging back, so that's a very good sign. And he's coming over to the huddle. Draymond Green had gone down, Tom, and it initially doesn't look good, but if you've ever injured any part of your ankle or your knee, you know the first 30 seconds, they're just terrifying.
Yeah. Now, I've had that with my ankle before, where I just think, oh, my gosh, did I break it? And then you get up, loosen it up a little bit, and you're like, oh, hey, I'm okay.
But I'll tell you, that first 30 seconds, okay. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, like, ah!
Scary and painful.
Yeah.
And especially with a knee, because it was weird because he took that second step, and it wasn't a contact thing. Those always worry me.
Yeah.
But good to see him back out on the court.
So Draymond is out there. Nets will have the ball. Warriors were out-rebounded 30-20 in the first half and outshot 46-39%. Bruce Brown is tied for leading scorer for Brooklyn with Kevin Durant with 11. Now Durant catches, guarded by Curry, puts the ball down and a foul on a reach-in. It's on a rip-through. Durant wanted a shot, but John Goble says no, and for the second time tonight, I think the Nets have a case here.
But that's not a rip-through.
No.
That's actually going up for a shot. That's again, these guys need to figure out what a shot is and what a rip-through is.
Durant finds Harden. Left hash mark. Harden holds the ball, waits for traffic. Now gets a little touch screen from Irving. Irving gets it, drives in, shoots over to Toscano Anderson. Around and out, ball tipped in. Defensive rebound, Wiggins. He'll bring the ball up. Takes it across the logo. Feeds Draymond Green. Draymond Feeds in deep to Wiggins. Pump fake out to JTA. To Oubre Jr. Pump fake. Dribble drive. Goes up. Double clutch off the glass. Tough shot over Harris.
That was a really tough move. Really tough. But that play was made possible because the slip of the screen, the pass, and the ball starts moving.
Oubre Jr. now with 9. Warriors down 13. Kyrie Irving. A little quiet first half for him. Bounce pass. There's Brown again. Wide open. Easy layup for Brown, who now leads the Nets in scoring with 13.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you get beat off the dribble. Someone has to come help, and you don't help the helper.
Gravity works both ways.
Yep.
Draymond Green up top. Dribble hand off Wiggins. Turns the corner. Gets downhill on Kevin Durant. Spins. Step back. 15-footer on the way. It hits the front rim, and a soft touch rolled it down. Wiggins with the bucket. Can the Warriors get enough stops in this game to win it? That's the question. Double team. Brown with a catch. Met by JTA. Dribbles around him. Missed the layup. Got his own rebound. Brings it back up top to Durant. Loads up a triple. That's no good. Rebound tipped by Draymond. Grabbed by Wiggins. Warriors down 13 with the ball. Oubre Jr. takes a pass. Takes a dribble. Takes a three. It's a rounded out. Spun around the cylinder. Irving clears to Harden. Harden up the floor. JTA the defender. Harden with a dribble into a three. Nothing there. Wiggins the rebound. So back-to-back stops. Can the Warriors convert? Wiggins down the floor. Drives on Harris. Bumps him out of the way. It's an offensive foul on Wiggins. I agree with that call by Michael Smith. Though I know there are others in this league who would not get that call.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But that's the right call.
It's the right call.
We've seen him do it before, but that was a little more forceful, a little more lean to it, and really dislodged him off the spot.
Lob to Durant. Left elbow. Goes to the left wing. Harris there. Harris trapped in the corner. Fires it up top to Durant. Left-hand dribble. Durant guarded by Draymond. Pass deflected. Goes right to Harris. And his lay-in is good. Right through the hands of Juan Toscano-Anderson. In frustration, he throws the ball off the basket support.
That probably gets through 25% of the time.
70-55. Curry catches. Chased by Harris. Dribbles in. Throws out. There's Wiggins. He's open for three. It's on the way. No good. Rebound goes to Irving. Now to Harden. And again, Brooklyn setting up shop. Harden, far hash mark. Harden, backdoor cut. Irving around Oubre Jr. Misses the layup ball. Tip grabbed by JTA off the glass. Warriors down 15. JTA dribbling in. Goes in. Left-hand layup, no good. Oubre Jr. finishes with a dunk.
I think the second half's going to be more about Steph assists than points. He has 2 assists right now because the other guy's got to hit shots. He had a beautiful pass to Wiggins.
Now Harden penetrates over to Harris for a corner three. That's good. Right in front of the Warrior bench, Steve Kerr calls time. Warriors have played 3 minutes and 11 seconds and are not closer. They trail 73-57 on the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. So, Tom, we're in a dangerous spot here in the game. Warriors are down by 16. They have not gotten any closer since halftime. Granted, it's only been 3 minutes and change, but they have to, you know, they can't let Brooklyn expand this lead.
Yeah, it's not about the offense right now. It's about the defense and getting stops.
Curry yet to take a shot here in the second half. Draymond Green finds Wiggins left side. Curry got knocked down by Durant, or to me, JTA did, not Curry. Wiggins one-on-one, spins, step back off the dribble, jump shot short, and he got fouled. Brown with a trip, and it's going to be 2 shots for Wiggins.
Did he get him in the landing area?
I think so.
Yeah, because that
He didn't get to the shot. I know that.
No one was getting to that shot.
No.
I mean, that was a 5-foot step back. I'm not sure if that's exactly the shot you want. I mean, that was a tough shot. 17 feet. It's actually probably about 19 by the time he shot it after he stepped back. We've seen him make those shots, but more in the 14, 15, 16-foot range.
Kevin Durant talked about what he's seen from the Warriors since meeting them on opening night.
Playing fast pace. You know they're going to move the basketball at a high clip. Steph is shooting the basketball just as well as he's ever shot it probably. You know, it feels like the basket is wide open for him. So he's giving a lot of players confidence with his shot making.
2 free throws good for Wiggins at 73-59. So Wiggins gets to the stripe and converts there. He has 11 points. A third Warrior in double figures. Harden on the bounce to Durant. Met by Draymond. Harden handoff Irving. Irving step back over Draymond with a 3. Good man.
His crossovers are so low to the ground. I mean, he just rips it through and then springs up.
Wiggins on the bounce, feeds Draymond. The cutters, Curry got to the rim and scores. That tumbled over by Durant, who reaches back and tries to help him up. 76-61. Irving drives on Draymond, stops, comes back to the right hand, the scoop. What a finish. Curry inbounds it quickly to Draymond. 78-61. Points coming quickly here. Wiggins downstairs. JTA dribbles in, throws out. Draymond over to Wiggins, right side. Wiggins crossover on Harden, fumbled it, gets it back. Now wants to make a move. Nine on the shot clock, one on one. Wiggins takes it, spins, baseline jumper up, no good. Tapped out by JTA. Draymond gets it to Wiggins. Now to JTA in the corner. Back up top, Draymond. One dribble. Left side, Oubre Jr. He'll fire. That three's no good. Rebound tipped by Wiggins. Grabbed by Harris, and over to Irving it goes. Irving on the jaw. Waits and stops and directs traffic. Backdoor cut was kicked by Toscano Anderson. Your shot clock will stay at 17.
Oh, they're battling on the boards. They just couldn't get it to fall, and they had a couple good looks at it.
Durant lobbed it into Irving. Irving in the right corner feeds Harden. Harden mid-post right side. Wants to go to work. Finds Harris. Harris shoveled it out to Durant. Off a screen. Nicely done by Harris. The shot won't go, though. And Oubre Jr. back and gets a 10th rebound. That's his season high so far for the Warriors. Curry bounce pass back to Oubre Jr. Give and go for a dunk.
They got to try doing that every time. They got to run those screens each side of the court.
Now long lead pass to Brown, who scores and gets fouled in transition. That cannot happen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's bad.
You can't get caught up in what your success. You have to get back.
Yeah, well, it's just lack of focus is what it is. And I would say it's lack of hustle, and that's a little bit of it. But you're just not focusing. You're just kind of, you know, somebody makes a bucket, you jog down, get back on defense. And every once in a while, if you're not paying attention, it'll bite you.
The Warriors watching the Nets ever so slowly expand the lead. This free throw by Brown is good. It's the largest lead of the night for Brooklyn, 81-63. Curry calls up Oubre Jr., takes a handoff left wing, gets the ball to Draymond, middle of the floor. Draymond waits, and now Brown just knocked it down. Curry. Curry gets it back. Curry crossover dribble on Durant. Squeezes around him. Drives in. Ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Brooklyn ball, I believe. No, it's going to be Warriors ball. John Goble says it's off Brooklyn. Warriors are 4 of 23 from 3. Curry. Far corner pass deflected. Stolen away. Turnover on the inbound. Second time, a turnover on inbounds. Long pass to Durant, who catches and directed the ball in one motion. Laid it in, and Golden State is now down by 20. Beautiful play by Durant.
What a catch.
Curry, right side. Wiggins, JTA probing the defense. Nothing there. Down to Wiggins, guarded by Irving. Backdoor cut, Curry. 8-foot floater is up and good.
Well, on the game, he's 1-for-7 from 3, 6-for-6 from 2.
Well, they're definitely taking him away. Harden off a pick. Meets Draymond. Backdoor cut. Jeff Green, who catches it, directed him with one hand.
Well, that's 3 layups in a row for the Nets.
Yep. Warrior defense, which has been so good for so long, not good tonight. And part of it's the offense they're facing. Draymond Green gets fouled. Shot up, no good. Luau Cabarro with a foul. And Draymond to the stripe. Warriors down by 20 with 5:39 to go third. It's not insurmountable, but you would have to. You can't start the fourth quarter down by 20. If you want to come back in this game, it's got to be down to at least around 12 or 13 against this team.
What if it's 14?
Oh, my God. Draymond Green at the line. Hits his first.
Well, look, we said before the game they're probably going to have to score 120 to beat this team. And they're well on their way to cruising right by 120. I mean, someone's got to get going. Wiggins, Oubre, Lee when he's in it, somebody.
Second free throw, no good by Draymond. Makes 1 of 2. Irving, one-on-one. Curry cuts him off. Ball to the trailing Durant. Durant dribbles, hands off to Jeff Green. Jeff Green played his college ball at Georgetown. Gets it to James Harden. Harden guarded by Toscano Anderson. Off the pick, doubled. Feeds Green. Green goes up over Mulder. That's 4 straight layups now for Brooklyn.
Wow.
87-66 Nets. Warriors not defending here. Yeah, again, this is a great offensive team they're playing. Curry down the lane. Left hand goes up and scored. Put his elbow into the chest of Jeff Green that time. He's lost a little bit of his breath. Ball to Durant. Warriors down 19. 4:55 to go in the third. Durant off the dribble. The jumper's good.
Smooth.
Not much that could be done there.
No, not anything.
Oubre Jr. from Curry. Curry cuts. Oubre Jr. open 17-footer. That's no good. Rebound Jeff Green.
See, this isn't the game to play with these guys.
No.
Just going up and down, freestyling it.
Because they've got three of the best one-on-one players in the world.
Yep.
Harden dribbles in, step back, feeds inside to Jeff Green, who scores and gets fouled. And they are just dicing up the Warriors' defense.
Well, their defense, weak side, is completely asleep on that play. I mean, Jeff Green, just simple cut, easy layup. That is what, the last six buckets, five of them have been layups. I mean, point-blank layups. Not a floater, a layup.
91-68. Golden State, who had come and played so well on the defensive side in recent memory, but this offense has been just too powerful for him. Harden with 14 assists. Jeff Green makes the free throw. 92-68 Nets. Curry for a three. Back rim, no good. Ball tipped by JTA. Goes out of bounds over to Brooklyn.
Well, you can see the way. I mean, Steph's getting up a few threes, and he's certainly capable of making them. Without a doubt, but he's having to hurry him just a little bit because he knows if he doesn't, he's not going to be able to get it up. And which is why he's 1-for-8, I think 1-for-8 now from 3 and 7-for-7 from 2.
Well, the Warriors have held their last 23 opponents to below 50% shooting. The Nets, because of those layups, are shooting 51-5. Durant down the lane, leans back, that's good. That's the problem with the layups because you know Durant can hit a few of those.
Yep.
Timeout. Warriors down 94-68, and Brooklyn threatened to make this a rout on the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. 94-68, 4:01 to go in the third quarter. Have an NBA evolution, Stephen Curry showing his picture as a rookie and every year the team picture. They take on Media Day. Boy, when he was a rookie, man. He looked like he was 10 years old.
No beard.
Wow.
Oh, man, look at him.
But look how it shows the progression. He's so much bigger and stronger now.
Yeah.
Than when he was. Warriors in trouble here against the Nets, a very talented ball club that has had trouble playing defense, but on offense, they're elite. Mulder with it in the front court. Pass over to Oubre Jr. He'll drive, goes in over a double team, misses a layup. And the rebound to Nwabu Cabarro. Gets it to Durant. Nwabu Cabarro gets it back from Irving. Irving the catch. Puts it quickly on the deck. To the rim. Left hand. Good.
Oh, my.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wow. That was Uncle Drew-ish.
Down 28. Oubre Jr. goes baseline and gets a dunk. Draymond sealed off Kevin Durant. So the Warriors get an easy one here. You almost have to hope for like a 10-0 run here for the Warriors to end the quarter. Irving steps back. He's in rhythm now. Left side jumper. Nothing but net and nothing you could do about it. Wow.
They are impressive.
98-70. Curry goes all the way in, scores a layup. And he wanted a foul, told Michael Smith so. Harden. Career high is 17 assists. And he has 14 right now. He's on the bench. Irving with the ball between the circles. Guarded by Damian Lee. Just takes a three off the dribble. Misses that. That's a heat check there. Curry with the ball. Curry comes down middle of the floor. Sees lots of defenders. Dribbling, weaving. Dishes out to Damian Lee for three. It's up and good. Lee with a right corner three.
That's the offense right now. Steph penetration. It's got to be. He can beat his guy off the dribble. Once he gets to the paint, he's got to find someone, and then they got to cash it in like Lee just did.
Curry with a double-double. 15 points and 10 assists. 98-75, Durant cross-court to Landry Shamet. Cruising the baseline. Comes out on the right wing. Durant gets free, right to the left side. Right hand dunk. Man.
Easy.
Yeah.
Too easy.
100-75. Lee at the hash mark. Bounce pass for Oubre Jr. Deflected away. Gets it right back to Oubre Jr. Goes up, got fouled. The bucket is no good. He tried to shoot a floater coming down the baseline. Steve Nash calls for Harden. 2 minutes left in the third quarter.
And they can do what the Warriors did when Durant was here. You could have two studs on the court at all times. All times. You could have three to start the game, three to finish the game, like the Warriors did with Klay, Steph, and KD. Same with these guys. They have two of those guys on the court at all times, where most teams have, you know, if you have one of those guys, you feel pretty good about yourself.
Right.
That's what makes it devastating. You don't have to play a minute of the game without two of those guys on the court.
Or at least one. I mean, you could.
You'll always have one.
You could put Harden or any one of the three out there and just run the ball to them.
Well, Harden did it earlier.
Yeah.
It was him and the other two as Oubre hits the free throws. But, I mean, the luxury is you got two bucket getters at all times on the court.
100-77. And Bruce Brown, Landry Shamet, Joe Harris are all saying, hey, we like this. We like this roster.
Yeah.
Harden outside right. Mulder crowds him. Harden, always dangerous. Crossover dribble. Gets to the paint. Pass deflected. Loose ball, Draymond. Draymond to Curry. Curry's got some open floor. Throws right side to Oubre Jr. Left wing to Mulder. Mulder lets it fly. It's off the back plate. No good. And the Warriors have to start cashing in on opportunities like that.
Yeah, have to when you're down 23.
Landry Shamet curls off a pick. Rattled the three. Doesn't get it. Curry with the rebound. Jeff Green in front of him. Curry fakes. Step back. Again, throws to Draymond. Ball batted down by Luwaru Cabarro, who gets a break and goes in and scores a right-hand layup.
Yeah. He just slowed down. Just hit the brakes. Watched Mulder fly by and then laid it in.
Golden State down by 25. 102-77 Mulder. Entry pass to Draymond. Curry held by Luwaru Cabarro. No call. Ball goes to Mulder. Mulder on the right side. Up top to Draymond. Throws it inside. Damian Lee catches and lays it in. As Brooklyn lost to track of him. Personally, I think Brooklyn, if they get their defense going, they're going to be the team to beat in the East, without question.
Yeah, and it just needs to be an average defense.
Yeah.
That's it.
Here's Harden. Harden dribbles, takes a three over Lee. It's up and good. James Harden, only his fourth bucket of the night. He's got 13 points, 14 assists, and 7 rebounds. Curry right sideline. Throws to Draymond. Left wing Mulder. Mulder another three. That one's good. Mulder hits that.
Well, that's his trading buckets right now.
Yeah.
And that ain't nearly good enough.
Not when you're down 23 with 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Harden crossing the timeline on the far wing. Guarded by Oubre Jr. Wait, Harden. That's Kyrie Irving now with the ball. Irving waiting. Rejects the screen. Now feeds Harden. Harden three right side. Swish. Wow.
And yeah, wow. He's right.
108-82, 5 seconds to go. Curry to Draymond to Oubre Jr. One dribble, takes a three. It's up and no good. Quarter is over, and Golden State will start the fourth down by 26 points. Brooklyn 108 and the Warriors 82 on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. 108-82 at the end of three. Brooklyn on top. Warriors just having a very difficult night shooting the ball against a team that didn't come in with a great defensive reputation. Curry, Oubre Jr., and Wiggins have combined for 3 of 18 for free. Curry with 24. Lead the Warriors 17-10 for Kelly Oubre Jr. Nets all five starters have scored. 19 for Kevin Durant on 19 shots. Harden's been impressive. 16 points, 14 assists. Tonight for James Harden. All part of your CarMax game summary. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert with you.
Well, the Warriors right now, 30 buckets, only 20 assists. And that number's usually a little bit higher, a little bit higher percentage, I should say. And again, the Nets have 29 assists on 41 buckets. So they've had a lot of nice cuts, a lot of easy buckets, too many layups in that third quarter. But they just 108 points in three quarters.
Yep.
And right now, they could easily be heading to that 140 mark.
You know, it's one thing to give up 108. I think, to me, it's been when the layups and defensive breakdown there in the third quarter that really took the steam out of the Warriors' attack. Wanamaker pushed and shoved by Jeff Green. And that's a foul to start the fourth quarter. Wanamaker, Bazemore, Wiggins, Pascal, and Lee. Great to see Pascal have a good fourth quarter here just to get his offensive game back on track. Wearing a sleeve on his right leg, catches the inbounds, gets it to Damian Lee. Low chest pass to Wanamaker. Bounce pass down to Bazemore. Bazemore finds Lee. Steps out, throws in. Wanamaker layup is up and good. 108-84.
And when they run their offense, they can get that. They've had a number of wide open layups from the half-court offense.
Landry Shamet dribbles it to Jeff Green, middle of the floor. Harden comes and gets it, met by Pascal. Seven to shoot, Harden, middle of the floor, crossover left hand, to the three-point line, to the foul line, down the lane, scoop to the hoop, no good, trying to draw a foul, and Pascal gets the rebound. Pascal in the open floor, pulls up from 17, good.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see him get that shot going.
Yep.
That's a big part of who he is offensively.
And get that confidence back, that would help the second unit immensely. 108-86, Harden finds Laru Cabarro. Backs up, shoveled it to Green. Green checks the clock, as veterans do, down at the other end. Takes the jumper with five, no good. Bazemore defensive rebound. Bazemore up the floor. Bazemore lowers his head, tries to drive, throws it to the wing. Wanamaker there, gets fouled, the shot's up, no good. And Wanamaker heads to the free throw line. Landry Shamet picks up the foul. I'm not picking out Landry Shamet, but the NBA protest now all has guys with their hands in the air. You know, they're playing vertical.
So, is that the new shoulder shrug? Like, you just hold your hands like palms up? What? What? That's like automatic guilt.
it's like when you yell at your dog and your dog goes, huh?
Oh, brother. Don't I know it.
Second free throw for Wanamaker. Good, as was the first. And the Warriors are down by 20. 10:30 to go. Harden guarded by Wiggins. Harden off a screen. Now met by Pascal. Throws over to Harris. Back to Harden. Shot clock at 10. This kind of reminds you of the Houston offense from years gone by. Harden over to Shamet. Shamet penetrates to Tyler Johnson. The three is good. Tyler Johnson's had himself a pretty good night.
Yeah. Apparently he's going to Robin Lopez's barber.
He is. Who's the character that looks like that? Wiggins up top. Dribbles to the right elbow. Shoveled over to Wanamaker. Wanamaker wants to get to the rim. Down the lane, floater, no good. Rebound goes Jeff Green. Green to Harden. 111-88. Pass to Harris. He knows what to do with it. Shoot it. Up, no good. Bazemore, defensive rebound. Tell you one thing that's been great to see, even though the Warriors' record is not where they want it to be, but Wiggins' commitment on defense has been really good. Doubled.
I agree, Tim.
Pascal. Damian Lee for three right side. Nothing there. Rebound slapped out of bounds by Harris, and it's going to be Golden State ball.
And he's had some really nice rebounding games, too. Yeah. I think that's something he can even get better at, even what he's doing now. I mean, he's long. He's athletic. He's not huge, but he's well put together. But the defense, yes. Because watching him in Minnesota, I wouldn't have thought that was possible. And he's been pretty darn good for him this year.
Wanamaker finds Damian Lee, middle of the floor, one dribble. Wanamaker gets it back up top to Lee, over to Pascal. Pascal to Wiggins. Wiggins downstairs, Pascal. Pascal waits. Three on the clock, gotta go. Fadeaway jumper in the paint, knocked it down over Jeff Green.
Very nice.
111-90. We played 3 minutes of the fourth quarter. Brooklyn in control of this one, but if you're the Warriors right now, you're trying to see if Pascal can get on track. Jeff Green down the lane, just softly kissed it in off the window. Bazemore took a hit on the play. 113-90. A whistle and a foul at the other end. This is on Landry Shamet. Called for a hold. 13th foul on Brooklyn with 8:44 to go. Wiggins will toss it in the far side. Gets it now. Bazemore, quick move. Baseline jumper up and no good. And the rebound to Harden. Sometimes with the second group, I think they get a little anxious. They don't let the game come to him as Harden hits a three on the right side on the other end.
Well, you don't really have anybody to run the offense through. So it's got to be about, hey, let's just move instead of trying to go one-on-one.
Wiggins like with a step back one-on-one jumper. That's up and good. And so the last three times down the floor, the Warriors basically have gone one-on-one.
Yep.
With this group out there. 116-92. Harden. Pascal comes out, meets him on the switch. Harris gets it. Now Harden gets Damian Lee. Harris will screen again, gets Pascal. Ball to Landry. Shamet turns around Bazemore and slices to the rim and scores a driving layup. Points in the paint right now are dead even at 48.
Doesn't feel like it, does it?
No. But right now, 42-18, that's the difference from three. Wiggins penetrates over to Bazemore. Corner three, good. 118-95. The lead staying fairly consistent for Brooklyn. Harden with the ball. Drives on Bazemore, put two hands on him, and that's a foul.
Well, again, you can have one guy out there. And this is what they did in the first half. Let Harden play. And Kyrie and KD sit. And he's just such a good passer. He's a good ball handler, good passer. He hit threes. Get one of those guys on the court. Probably two of them all times.
Pass by Harden, deflected away by Lee. Goes to Wiggins. Wiggins now waiting, driving in. Gets bumped by Shamet. Left-hand layup. Both guys go down. The bucket is good for Wiggins. That had to be something. 118-97. Landry Shamet forces up a shot. Way too strong. Rebound Pascal. We're early into a garbage time or stat time, if you will, now. Here comes Pascal again, driving one-on-one, beats Jeff Green, inside hand, bucket good, and a timeout for Brooklyn. It's 118-99, 6:54 to go. And here at Chase Center on a Saturday night on 95.7 The Game's Warrior Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert, here at Chase Center, 118-99, Brooklyn on top. Our Twitter question today, where and how are you listening, and what's your favorite Kevin Durant moment from his days as a Warrior? You can hit me up on Twitter, Warriors Box. Send me an email at Tim Roy, T-I-M-R-O-Y-E, at Warriors.com. Andre is listening on the flagship in San Jose, wants to know that he reminds us that tomorrow is Valentine's Day.
Yes, it is.
Happy Valentine's Day, and he wants to know where his girlfriend can get Tim and Tom bobblehead dolls. Just send a check.
Thrift store? Maybe. Yeah.
Kyrie Irving to Jeff Green. Play underway. Jeff Green gets it back up top left side to Irving. Irving fakes, jab step, takes a deep three and hits it over Brad Wanamaker. 121-99 Brooklyn. Irving, second half, got it going. Damian Lee looks inside, throws to Bazemore on the right wing. Coming across, Eric Pascal working on Jeff Green. Right-hand dribble, gets to the baseline, gets the bucket, uses his can, lays it up and in, and got fouled.
He did.
Oh.
Just drove by him and then created space for himself. He does that a lot, where he'll go by a guy on the baseline and then veer back out once he gets near the bucket just to make sure he has room to finish. Nice pump fake, too. All good stuff there. And I always tell people, Tim, Valentine's Day, you want to go out and get gifts and everything? No one will get mad at you if you cook.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
No one will get mad at you if you cook. Now, if you cook and clean, then it's like it's over.
Well, we're getting new flooring in our house, so if I clean, I'm cleaning cement.
Get on your knees.
Pascal, the free throw. Oh, my knees just hurt walking on that stuff. Oh. 121-102. Irving, dribble drive on Oubre Jr. and finishes softly with a left hand.
Well, you're right. He does have it going here in the second half. Inside, outside, finishing, pull-up jumpers, crossovers. It's all there.
Curry back out there with 5:50 to go. Pascal with a dribble, working on Harris. Pascal can feel it now. Spinning, ball knocked away, loose ball. Picked up, nobody wants to pick it up. Jeff Green has it, he fumbled it. And finally flipped it over to Kevin Durant. Everybody ran by it, and here comes Irving driving in. Gets another layup attempt, good with a right hand, and got fouled by Draymond.
Boy, that is, I mean, he makes it look easy.
Oh.
Just his ability. I've always said him and Steph have the best ability to finish for guys that are, you know, point guard, off guard, smallish guys. And the ball handling. They're maybe the two best ball handlers in the league, too.
16 points in the second half for Irving. 16 of his 22, and he's at the stripe here. Irving went off the rails a little bit earlier this year, but, boy, he can play. 126-102. 5:30 to go. Pascal gets it to Curry. Curry bounce pass back to Pascal. Finds Draymond Green to the paint. Little jump hook, and he missed it from four. Can't believe it. Rebound Irving. Irving hightails it down the lane by two defenders. Layup is up, no good. Rebound by Brown. Ball knocked away. Draymond flipped it to Curry. Curry down the right sideline. Curry stops and pops. It's a three. It's up and good. Curry with only his second triple of the night. It's 126-105. With 5:01 to go. Harris throws to Irving, down to Durant. Durant backdoor cut. Harris blocked, whistle, and a foul. Draymond with a hard foul. Harris goes tumbling down. You know, it's funny. I get this question every now and then. Why do coaches put their stars back in down 20? Well, it's because NBA players are so talented on the offensive side that, you know, you can get a quick, you know, Warriors could score, you know, eight in a row, and now it's a 13-point game with, you know, three and a half to go. That's not insurmountable.
No. Look, you'd rather keep him in a little longer than let him sit and then have to put him in cold with 2.5, 3 minutes left to seal a game. So coaches know, as you said, how potent these offenses are, so they just want to make sure, because everyone's seen it happen, a big comeback. They don't want to see it happen to them.
Free throws good for Harris. Joe Harris has really made himself a valuable member, not only of the Nets, but in the NBA. He's a valuable piece. Pascal goes inside, double team, double clutch off the glass, good, and got fouled.
Oh, this is really good to see.
Absolutely. If there's one thing the Warriors can take away here from this fourth quarter, it's a Derek Pascal is getting his mojo back a little bit.
Because they need that. They need that scoring punch with the second unit.
Pascal hitting the free throw. Three-point play. It's a 128-108 game. Pascal has 12 points in this quarter. Irving, who's been fantastic here in the second half, backs up, feeds a cutter. Terrace, and blocked away by Draymond. Wiggins has it. Brown meeting him in the backcourt keeps him from turning it into a fast break. Wiggins in a half-court set. Drives, gets downhill to that right hand and flipped it up and in. A little scoop to the hoop for Wiggins. It is amazing how often he gets to that right hand. Irving spinning through a Durant screen. Lob to Durant. Takes the jumper right side. No good. He got fouled. It's going to be on Oubre Jr. Kyle checks in. He says the three in LeBron's face in the finals to finish them off. We had talked about that before as her favorite Kevin Durant moment. And John, like you, Tom, was when the announcement was made.
Yep.
Because it was surreal.
That's a pretty good moment for Warrior fans.
Oh, man.
That's a tough little pick and roll to guard, Kyrie KD. It's kind of like when it was Steph and KD. Whew, talk about headaches.
Yeah. That's elite. That's, you know, all time.
Yep.
One of two free throws for Durant. It's 129-110. Curry with the ball, working on Jeff Green. Crossover dribble down the lane. Pass inside. Too hard and too high for Pascal. Turnover. Green with it. 12th turnover for the Warriors. Nets have 10. Irving to Durant. Durant throws over the top to Harris. Finding Green. Jeff Green. Guarded by Pascal. Backdoor cut. Durant feeds inside. Brown, nicely done, cruising the baseline left to right. And he lays it in.
Yeah, nice little pass by Durant. Just penetrate, get to the middle of the paint, draw the defender, and drop it off.
Curry feeds Draymond. Now finds Wiggins in the corner. Shows the ball. Doesn't shoot. Backs up. Takes a tough three off the dribble. No good. Tipped rebound. Batted in the air. Oubre Jr. had a fingertip on it. Grabbed by Brown. Cross-court Irving throws a pass behind Jeff Green. Comes out of bounds with 3:13 to go. And somebody calling a timeout? I think Steve Kerr is. He is. 3:13 left, 131-110 Brooklyn on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert back at Chase Center. Warriors down 131-110 with 3:13 to go. Steve Kerr had brought Stephen Curry and Draymond Green back just in case. But now that moment has gone. And so the Warriors will finish, it looks like, with Mulder, Bazemore, Pascal, Wanamaker, and Lee. And, you know, there are certain teams, certain matchups that are not good. But I will say this, again, if Brooklyn gets their defense figured out, they're going to be a matchup nightmare for everybody.
Yeah, because they're going to score.
Yeah.
That's just a given.
Now, they'll be the first team in 24 games to shoot over 50% against the Warriors. That's how potent they are. Entry pass for Pascal, knocked away. Brown, Luau Cabarro, Landry Shamet, Tyler Johnson, and Noah Vonleh, who was signed last week by Brooklyn. He's on the floor guarding Pascal. Vonleh, former lottery pick. Pascal rocks into a jumper, knocked it down.
Oh, he's feeling it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we can forget about the last 10 games or so.
14 the quarter, 14 the game, 131-112. Luau Cabarro terminates the dribble. Finds Shamet over to Tyler Johnson. To Jeff Green. Jeff Green posting, or excuse me, that's Noah Vonleh, my bad. Shamet gets it. Shamet backs up, shoots a three. It's up and good. Shamet is 2 for 7 on the night. Makes it 134-112. Warriors have been outscored in a big way from the three-point line tonight. 48-24.
That's hard to overcome.
You know, we saw that with all that, yep, all the years during the Warriors' run. They would do that to teams consistently. It is hard to beat. Wanamaker to Damian Lee. Dribble drive, kicked it to the corner. There's Bazemore for three, and he slides at home.
Nice job by Damian Lee putting the ball on the ground. I'd like to see him do that a little bit more.
2:05 left. Tyler Johnson. Vonleh thinks of a three. Spins down the lane. Stripped and stolen. Damian Lee takes it. Wanamaker first to get a touch. Lee drifting down the right side. Gets it up to Bazemore. Now to Wanamaker. Back to Bazemore. Bazemore pull up dribble. No good. Back rim. Brooklyn with it. Long lead pass. Vonleh and it knocked away from behind by Bazemore. Here comes Mulder. 1:28 to go. Wanamaker loses the ball on the drive, and that's a turnover.
Some games you just want a running clock.
Sometimes. Just tip your pawn over and say we're done. Vonleh gives it to Luau Cabarro. Back to Vonleh. And he misses everything with a three, and it goes out of bounds to the Warriors. But then again, you know, when I say that, and then you think about guys like Noah Vonleh or even, you know, Tyler Johnson for that matter, who are getting some time to play, you know, hey, this is their time to get a run in and maybe show some people what they can do. Pascal with a jumper up and good over Vonleh. Boy, is he feeling it now.
Rolling, 7 for 9.
16 points for Pascal, 134-117. So if the Warriors can get that back in their arsenal, they'll be much better off with that second group. Luau Cabarro. We saw how devastating he could be as a five. Shamet travels and turned the ball over. Good closeout by Bazemore.
Well, we said there would be a lot of points.
Yep.
That happened.
134-117. Pascal up with a jumper, airballed it. Rebound to Brown with 34 seconds left. I'm sure Steve Kerr and the coaching staff won't be disappointed about some of the tough shots that Irving and Durant made, but it's about those layups that happened, I think, is what they'll be talking about, and also getting their offense in gear as Pascal saves a shot from going out of bounds. Gets it to Mulder, to the corner, Damian Lee with 15 seconds left. No good. Shot clock is dark. The Nets will take it across midcourt, and that will be that. This will be the third season series that the Warriors have closed out in the regular season. This will be the first one that they lose, as the Nets will have swept the Warriors this year. Hugging a handshake, Steve Kerr to Kevin Durant. And he talks with Jerry Collins and Rick Celebrini, who, of course, was there with Kevin Durant during that devastating injury he had the 2019 Finals. And the Nets come away with a victory as they are on their West Coast trip. Warriors continue the homestand Monday night when they welcome the Cleveland Cavaliers to Chase Center. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip. Kyrie Irving and Stephen Curry, who have battled each other regular season and playoffs, almost even, by the way. Curry holds a slight edge over Irving in wins and losses. Klay Thompson talking with Kevin Durant, and I'm sure Kevin Durant's going to be texting him in his comeback try physically. And now Durant with a big hug for Curry, both wearing masks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.